In the Nashville mayor's race, multiple claims made on campaign websites rely on inaccurate statistics or arrive at overly simplistic conclusions. Those are among the findings from a recent fact check by WPLN reporters of about three dozen assertions from the leading mayoral candidates. Tony Gonzalez led this report, and he's here to share what voters can learn. Hi, Tony.
Hey, Jason.
So when you looked at these sites, was there one candidate who was maybe more misleading than others, or was this problem spread out?
We found incorrect or at least shaky or misleading information from all four that we looked at. There were differences, in part because a couple of candidates make a lot more claims. You know, some campaigns chose to be hyper-detailed, and we did a lot more checking there. The website that was maybe the most different, not because of factual problems, but for its approach, was the website by current Mayor David Riley. He really strictly sticks to just listing his recent actions while in office, his track record. He doesn't describe Nashville as a deeply troubled city. The other candidates do. They emphasize concerns about Nashville and then spell out their promises for what they want to do.
Well, let's get into some specifics. Maybe we can start with former Professor Carol Swain.
Yeah, I will start with a disclaimer that candidate Swain disagrees with most of what I'm about to report. In a written response, she essentially rejects WPLN's fact checks. Her website says that she would improve the 50 already identified intersections that need improvements for traffic flow, especially turn lanes. We could not find any transportation agency that has such a list of intersections, and she did not produce one for us. Candidate Swain also has a dramatic undercount of how many potholes the city had last year. She says there were 9,000. Public Works says they filled almost 43,000. More to the point, Swain says Public Works is overwhelmed by the number, but the agency says it's actually one of their strong points. There's also a big argument across a couple of campaigns, including Swain's, about a rise in Nashville crime.
Well, yeah, the crime rate has also come up with Councilman Cooper. What did our research find?
Swain says crime is out of control, and she and Cooper both emphasize some data slices that show crime rising. Here's the thing. Crime has moved up a little bit in the past few years, and there are some bad spots, like a year with a lot of murders and a lot of car thefts. But that's not the trend over time. Nashville's reported crimes, especially violent crimes, were much higher in the 1990s. In a couple of years, double what we've been seeing lately. And if you look at the crime rate, which factors in growing population, crime was more common in Nashville from 1973 all the way through 2012, more so than in any of the last 6 years.
Well, Councilman Cooper, he makes a lot of statements on his website, and he has a reputation for really digging into details. Did all of his numbers check out?
It is a fact that Councilman Cooper decided to have this really voluminous website with a lot of stats. A lot of them are accurate. He's worried about rising rents and housing costs, also city finances, and he provides a snapshot of Nashville on those subjects. There are a handful of claims that make Nashville sound worse off than our research found. He had problematic material about teachers leaving the school district, how many residents don't have cars, and the crime that we talked about. The campaign was responsive to our research and did update its website in a few cases. One of the most complicated checks we did was about funding for metro schools. We did the math on his initial proposal, and it worked out to shifting more than $100 million toward the schools, which would mean either cuts somewhere else or the city finding more money, a lot more money. So his campaign has now changed its website to hedge on the amount of school funding.
Well, we haven't said too much about State Representative John Ray Clemens. What stood out on his website?
So candidate Clemens actually had a very brief website for a couple of months. It was last week that he rolled out many more details and really overhauled the entire site. His campaign says they were taking their time so they could hear from the community and get their facts right. That said, we did find incorrect information about Nashville's population growth, about the funding that's been put toward police body cameras, and about how Metro has been enforcing the rules on Airbnbs and other short-term rentals.
Well, in the end, Tony, why does accuracy on these websites matter for voters?
I wouldn't say that any one incorrect fact or even a handful would, you know, automatically change the minds of voters. But I think the big point is that these candidates choose what to put on their sites, and the goal is to persuade voters. So if they're shading the truth to support a particular view of the city, that tells you a lot. And we can also get an idea for how they might do research before making decisions for Nashville.
Well, thank you, Tony.
Thanks, Jason.
WPLN has checked dozens of facts from the Nashville mayoral race. The findings are online, along with all of our coverage of the contest, at WPLN.org/mayor2019.